My name is Danielle Michael, and I am the coach for the junior high girls soccer program. A lot of the girls call me Coach D, and usually that's how they will address me. I have two assistants, Wade Michael, who is my husband, and Andy Shields, who is a good friend, and we've been coaching for about 7 years together. My preferred form of communication is either email. My email is danielle.michael@mountnittany.org. Or my phone number for texting is 814-883-0758. I'm going to read you the junior high girls' soccer rules and expectations just so you are aware of what we expect as coaches building the program to the varsity level. Number one, all athletes are expected to be present for all practices, meetings, and games. Coaches should be notified of all absences in advance. Number two, all athletes are expected to act appropriately on and off the field as representative members of the Bald Eagle area community. Number three, the athlete's health and safety is top priority. School comes second and soccer is third. Academics always takes a precedence over soccer. If the athlete is involved in any other BEA activity, the priorities between the two can split with coach's approval. Number four, and most important, when your daughter steps on the soccer field, practice or game, the focus must be soccer. No phones, no drama. Number five, athletes must notify coaches and the athletic trainer of any injuries to ensure their safety. This includes any injuries that occur off the soccer field as well as on. Number six, during the playing season, if an athlete receives detention in school or out of school suspension or in school suspension, the athlete will not be eligible to play on the day of her detention, ISS or OSS is assigned. If there are repeat offenses, the player will be dismissed from the team. Number seven, parents or other family members, friends, guardians, not directly affiliated with the team may not be present on the field or bench area before, during, or after a game. Number eight, parents are not to approach the coach during or after practices or games. If a parent wishes to meet with the coach or talk to them, they will schedule a meeting through the athletic office or the principal. Number nine, it is our mission to create a positive environment for our student athletes. They will be exposed to daily positive affirmations and will be expected to develop their own personal positive attitude and behaviors for themselves and their team. Negativism will not be tolerated. If noticed, it will be addressed, and if continued, the player may be dismissed from the team. We practice as a team, we play as a team, lose as a team, and win as a team. Number 10, playing time is at the discretion of the coach. Due to the competitive nature that we wish to take this soccer program, playing time will not be guaranteed for all athletes at all games. This may be affected by absences or dedication to the team. All questions concerning an athlete's playing time must come from the individual player to the coach. Playing time conversations should not take place directly before, during, or directly after games. Number 11, during a game, if a player displays unsportsmanlike conduct, swearing, throwing equipment, disrespect, etc., she may be removed from the game at that time and will receive extra conditioning or other disciplinary action. These are the team rules that we have developed and have used for the junior high program for the past 6 years. We expect the girls to attend practice. We want them to have fun. Most importantly, we want them to continue to grow and mature as scholastic athletes at Bald Eagle Area Junior High. Thank you. And again, if you have any questions, you can email me at danielle.michael@mountnittany.org, or you can text me 814-883-0758. Lastly, I do try to make the girls as responsible as possible. Therefore, we typically communicate through the girls with anything that's going on, and then I'll follow up with an email to the parents. If you have any issues with me communicating with your daughter through texting, please let me know. It's been successful, and I think it helps their maturity and responsibility. Again, we're excited for the season and hope you'll be out there to support us. Thank you.